The only time the chotzer is kinda, a chotzer sheni mishtameres is when it's a medes b'sad sadei. Sivei Reb Abba l'ula. Maisi Reb Gamliel skinim, shayu boim b'svina. Amir Reb Gamliel, isha shani yosin limud, nosin Yeshua, u'makoy moi muskala. There's two halakim to this sugya. There's the Yonim Meiser and the Yonim of Kinyonim. So let's split it into two. Let's first see the Yonim of Trumas and Meisers in the sugya Manias Aniyim. What's the story over here? What's going on? It's not Rashi. Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns the meaning was to do the Afrasha. And Tosis learns the meaning was there's a Chayves beer to give it to the people who you're supposed to give it with. As Rashi learns, Yisur Shani Yosef Nimod, Nisker Shaloi Yisker Maisrosa Vahuk Shaloi, Umiya La'asran Basher Usha. As Rashi learns, Nisker Shaloi Yisker Maisrosa, Meduik in Rashi, he was supposed to be Maiser. And he didn't. He was boiled, there was something going on, that he was in a big rush, and he was nishkach, kach is meduyik in Rashi. Rashi wants to answer Tosis's question, we'll see. As therefore, miyulah sesam basher yusam, therefore he did it. The divya ha-maschel of Rashi is isur shani osib lomud. Why is that the divya ha-maschel? Because that's the diuk like Rashi, that over here we're talking about where you're making the afrasha, not the nesina l'kayin, because what did he do for a tikkun? He said, Yisr shani yasa lamud, I'm going to be mafreshed. He's talking about the afrasha. So that's the divrei ha-maschel of Rashi. That's where Rashi came from, that we're talking about where you're doing the afrasha. Frek Tosis on Rashi, three kashas. Pirish Rashi, v'perek kamei kiddushin, Shayore pen yusmukhalav bnei beisai shayase viyach viyachlu tevel. Chazok al chova shenimoitzi mitachas yodoi dova sheenoi misukim. As Rashi over here just says, Bahuk shaloi. It bothered him. He doesn't say what bothered him. As Tosis brings in Rashi and Kedushin is more mafurish that what bothered him was because the Mei Beisai are going to be Seinach that he was already Mafresh L'Shumis HaMaisus. That's what was bothering him. The Kosha, Hainu Davka B'Chovish HaMais, Oy Bo'aylich, Ve'ein B'day Deiloshev Ad Yomim Rabim. Okay, so Abba Pasha the Teretz HaRashi. Over here we're talking about he's going on a Svina. As he's going on a Svina for a long trip. Derech klal, when you go on a svina, we're not talking about the fun svinas. We're talking about he's going for a trip on the svina. What's Tosis asking on Rashi b'chlal? As the Marsha explains, what Tosis is asking on Rashi is because im kein, he should have been mafresh before. Why wasn't he mafresh? As muchach, he was only going on a svina for a short trip, and that's why he wasn't mafresh. Was if he was only going for a short trip and that's why he wasn't mafreshit, why did he think Bnei Beisai would be so mechalal? That's how the Marsha explains Tosis' question. The Das Rashi, L'choira Rashi is coming to answer it. Rashi says, Nisker Shalom Yisra Mais Raisav. Enochinami, we're talking about he's going on a long trip. And it was La'alocha Mutalanim, not La'alocha, but Chaverim B'derech La'alom Makbid. But we're talking about where's Nishkach. I knew he was bold, he had a reason to run, he was trying to get away from something, trying to go somewhere, and it was Nishkach. Ben Achinami, we're talking about it here, where usually a chover would do it. Va'oid lomanosnam l'reb Yeshua, l'reb Akiva, yikrulem shem, v'lo yoyser. Frektasis on Rashi, if the whole problem was he's afraid his bnei beisai are going to eat tevel, as long as he have to give it to the Levi and to the Ani, he has a much more simpler solution. He could just be mafresh, and then there's no Isser Tevel. You don't have to give it to the Levi and the Ani to take off the Isser Tevel. is Yeshem Yashvin, that Enochinami, he didn't have to. Of his reason, Makdim in the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah right away, as soon as you mafresh it, to give it to a ani, and to give it to a levi as quick as possible. As once he was mafresh it, and he had a levi, and he had a ani there, as reason, Makdim in the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to do it right away, as he did it right away. That's according to Rashi. Boy, the ain't a kriya shame. The loy ama asara ye meiser. Elo ama meiser yirishin ye nosen liyeshua. Frektosis, it's not a kriya shame. He didn't say the words ye meiser. He just said meiser rishin ye nosen liyeshua. As there are those that want to boy from Tosis, that if you use a loshen meiser rishin ye nosen liyeshua, it means you're calling it Maisa Rishon, as that's called a Kriya Shem. It's a riesige Chiddush. Behelim, the Devrayim, meaning without what they would have said, I would have answered like the Ritva, that the Ritva says, we're talking about it here, where he made a Kriya Shem, but it didn't speak it out. Yeah, to say that this is called a Kriya Shem is a very big Chiddush. Okay, as that sheet is Rashi, that the Nidin was, you have to be mafresh, you're afraid of coming to an Issa Tevel. And the three questions of Tosis we saw according to Rashi how to answer it. Number one, why is he doing it? Because he was going for a long way. Number two, why is he giving it right away? Because he's a Magdim. And number three, we're talking we did Afrasha. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shnas Habir Haisa, Vikvarif Rishon. Vayitzarech Leitziyam Mitachas Yodai. The mitzvah of Bir is to give it. Velitnem Lebailim. Vezeh Maisa Derev Gamliel. Grada Lefitesis, you see a big Kiddush. It's meduyik in Tosis, if you want to be Makai in the din of beer, Pashas over here, the din is beer, Merabayas, as you have to give it to the Yad of the Koyin. The Gemara asks in the Hemshech, why didn't he be Maknetim with Kenyan Suder? The Choramashman, the Gemara, if he would have been Maknetim, it would have been enough. Yeah. And even if he's machna with agav l'chayre, it's also not in his hands. L'chayre, in order to be makayim the din nesina, you need to take it to him and give it to him. That would have been the pashas. That's the lashon of Tosis. Lefi Tosis, we would see in our sugya a big chiddush. If you're machnet him the chayfetz, even if you didn't give it to him, you're makayim mitzvahs nesina, mitzvahs beer. Kach is mavur. Because in our sugya, the sugya handles that he would have been yoitza by being maknetim the chayfetz. And Tosis says, we're handling the din beer. As you see in Tosis, that for the din beer, if you're maknetim the chayfetz, that's enough. Hagam, the words of Tosis, sarich lo tzia mitachas yodai, mashma, you have to give it to him literally. You see, it's lav dafka. The key one is you have to be maknetim. Okay. That's the story, the background story, what's going on. Now let's go to the Gufa Inyan. As he says, Amar Reb Gamliel, Yisrael Shani Yosin Limod Nosin Li Yeshua, Umakoymoy Muskeloy. Yeshua is the lady. Yisrael Achra Shani Yosin Limod Nosin La Kiva Ben Yosin, Kadeshi Yiskeboy La Niya, Umakoymoy Muskeloy. As how is this working? How could Akiva be Zeicha Lani? He wasn't enough ani. As such Rashi, Gabay Oya. Hoi Seishon Eshnas Meiser Oni Hoisa. As in this Gemara, we want to see two big chidushim. Number one, it comes out, he wasn't giving to the Aniim. He was giving to the Gabay of the Aniim. And by giving it to the guy of the Aniyim Azaycha. The Gemara has a tzad to learn. The reason why he's kind of is Midin Chotzer. L'choira, from this Gemara, you see a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Ksois in Simon Reish Men Gimel, Sif Kotten Dalit, brings a Yerushalmi that's mistapik. Could the chotzer of the shliach be koiner for his mashalach? L'moshel, a mashalach sends someone, go do a kinyan mashicha for me. Go do a kinyan for me. And the shliach b'mkoim to do a kinyan mashicha, he wants to do a kinyan chotzer for the mashalach. In the Yushalmi, it's a suffix. So he brings the suffix to the Yushalmi. Yushalmi is matzma. Shlichus is a chiddush. Chotzer is a shlichus. Do you say a chiddush twice? Meaning shlichus is a chiddush. Chotzer is a chiddush. A chotzer of a shliach. Double chiddush. Mehechitesi. This is the lashon of the Yushalmi. The Ksais tries to give a more lumdisher reason why what the tzaddik Yushalmi is a double. He brings the Tor Paskins, it helps. He tries to bring a raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra on Pei Talit. Bekitzer, the Ksais has a huge need. What's the din of Chotzer the Shliach? Does it mahani for the Meshalach to be Koyra? We have a Mufurish Gemara over here. Because over here we're talking about Akiva ben Yosef was the Gabai Staka. He wasn't the Ani himself. And then Nehemiah being Zaycha with Akiva's, Rebbe Akiva's Chotzer. As L'chayr Rebbe Akiva is being Zaycha with his Chotzer for that Nehem. As you see, a Chotzer Shel HaShliach is Koine for the Mishalach. As L'chayr you would see in the Gemara. Kimuvan, the Ksais doesn't bring the Raya, and Kimuvan, we get very worried from the Ksais, because the Ksais doesn't miss a beat, he doesn't miss any Raya. Yet, L'chayra, the Ksais should have brought our Gemara as a Raya. L'chayra, it's a Shena Raya that the Chotzer of the Shliach is koiner for the Mishalach. One Nakuda you see in the Gemara. Another interesting Nakuda you see in the Gemara is that Rebbe Akiva was Zeicha for the Aniyim, the Hainu. That means he didn't give it to a specific Adi. You're giving it to Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva Pashas will decide later on who to give it to. The Choyves beer is to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Nesina L'Aniyim. L'Choyra, according to Tosis, that we're looking for the Choyves beer, we would have thought that the only time you makayim the mitzvah of matnas aniyim is if you give it to a specific ani, that the ani is zoicha. But if you give it to the gabai staka, that he should give it later on to the ani, you aren't yet makayim your mitzvah of matnas aniyim. The mitzvah of matnas aniyim is to give it to an ani, not to give it to rishus aniyim. The mitzvah is to give it to a particular ani, as you're not doing the din nesina until you give it to a particular ani. Over here, where he's giving it to the gabai staka, okay, I mean, anyway, he was planning on giving it to aniyim. Frad, if it's already mamun aniyim. L'choyer, the din nesina is to give it to a specific ani. And over here, you see in the Gemara, if you give it to a gabai staka who's zeicha for the aniyim, your yoitza, the din of matnas aniyim. No, we'll put in a maimah muskel for inyana de yoyma, yesh lon, ayu yoitza mitzis matanis lev yoynim. If you give it to a gabai staka who plans on giving it to an evyay, so if he's giving it to a specific evyay, who knows who he's giving it to, I said you could say he's zeicha for the evyay. But let's say you give it to a gabai staka who's going to decide later on how you yaitze the Indian mitzvah matanis lev yoynim. I say yesh lechale. I say afraid the place gives us nishtun zeikishaft. Yeah, just a shena nakuda. Like that's called that you makayim the din, or no? But you see that it's called you makayim the din of matanis laniyim by giving it to the gabai staka. Okay, thus is a little bit of chedushim in the Matanis Aniyim Chelik of the Sugya. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara comes to our Chelik of the Sugya. Frag the Gemara. The Chir of Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Vitzad, Sadeyu, Shalom Gamliel, Hayayim, they weren't. As you see, by Yechotzah She'ena Mishtameres, Yekoina, even if you're not Oymed, Vitzad, Sadeyu. Amalei Dome, Haimed, Rabbanon, Kedeloi, Gomri, Inshi, Shmaita. What's the story over here? You see, we Reb Abba Leula. Is what is he answering? Poshut, you don't know how to learn. Paul is this sugya. You didn't learn well. That's the truth. V'sosem adava v'loy pirish. Why talk is it not good? Kinirah, there's certain times when you're supposed to answer a person, learn the sugya better. I'm not supposed to answer you. The answer is learn the sugya better. This is the answer. Okay, that's what he answered. But the Gemara is mafarish. What the answer is? Ki asel tzura am lahachi amul levachi asvine asvise amalei hamin rabbanan gamliel metaltli agam mikakoi yipnei. Zeh rekidla rabba lo kibla. Rabba shaper ofit deloi kib. V'chiloi hayolem suder liknes mimenu v'chalipin ela tuvis hano eino mamim liknes mimenu v'chalipin achinami tuvis hano eino mamim liknes algave karka. As the tchia is that you can't explain it with chalipin as achinami tuvis hano eino mamim liknes algave karka. That the Habamina was, you should be koina, you did agav. And the need is, could you be koina agav with a tuvis hana? Okay. As thus is the Gemara. As in this Gemara, we want to take out kama nekudas. One nekuda, and we say this is the Gemara. In the Gemara, has a Habamina, how is he makne with the karka? The first mahalach of the Gemara was midin chotzer, and the second mahalach of the Gemara is midin agav. And the din is, can you use agav to be koina to v'sana? In the first chelik of the Gemara, the seis is on the Rambam. The Rambam in the Chaspirus Perik Vav says, when you have a seicher and a maskir, dainu you rent your something from someone. Most Bachrim do in their diras, they rent it. As the shayla is, if a chayfet shel hefker comes into the dira, who is koina? Is the seicher koina or is the maskir koina? Ashitis Ravid, Rashi, Rav Rishonim in the Gemara later on is the seicher is koina. But the Rambam shita is the maskir is koina. Freg the Shach, Freg the Ksais, on the Rambam from our Gemara. In our Gemara, we have a clear Gemara that he was master him the Chatzar, today that he should be koina with the Chatzar. As you see clearly, in a Chatzar shall a Seicher, the Seicher is koina with the Chatzar and not the Maskir. Thus Freg the Ksais in the Shach. Zog the Ksais, an interessante teretz. He said, what taka is pshat in the Rambam that the maskir is not koina? Maskir is koina. Why isn't the seicher koina? L'chayra, all the other rishonim hold, being that the seicher has the shtamshis, whoever has the shtamshis, he's the ikabailim. Whoever's being mishtamish with it, he's the ikabailim. He's koina. But what does the Rambam be choylik on? Zag the ksais, the Rambam holds that when the maskir rented it to him, he only rented it to him l'shtamshus, and he didn't rent it to him that he should be koina with it. That's chus he left himself. When you rent something to someone, you're renting it that he should use it, but that he should be koina with it, that you didn't do. You want to leave that to yourself. You still want to be koina from hefker. Oh. In art seer, where it's the masker that wants the seicher to be kinder with it, because the masker over here wants the seicher to be kinder with it, as then he gives him that schus. As being that he gives him that schus, as a mela, he could be kinder. That's the way the seis learns. And a father, it's a big chiddush, because you could have learned it's not a schus to be kinder. Whoever's the ikabailim, memela is kinder. The Ksais is learning that you have to have a schus to be kinder. That's a shimush of the chatzar, that you could use the chatzar to be kinder. And memela, it's totally if he's meshayer it himself or he gives it over to himself. This is the mahalich of the Ksais. In the Beis Meir says a different part, a very gishmak of art, the answer. He says, that which we say, the masker is koina, the fi the Rambam, what's the pshat? Because the Rambam holds, when you have a kinyan aguf, the masker owns the house. He has a kinyan aguf. The seicher has a kinyan of ishtamshis. Who's the ikker? The kinyan peiris or the kinyan aguf? The Rambam paskins, the kinyan aguf, he's the ikker. Because he's kind. He's the Ikabailin. Because he's kind. He says that's only when the masker and the seicher are trying to be kind. Ledugma, a bacha leaves something in the dira and he goes back to America. As who's kinder? And he's mafkarit. The bachim that are seicher the dira or the masker. As they both want to be kinder. The masker wants to be kinder. The seicher wants to be kinder. As we say, whoever's the ikabailim is kinder. The Rambam sheet is the ikabailim is the masker. Rashi sheet is the ikabailim is the seicher. But that's only when you're kinder from the world, when you're kinder from hefker. That's what the Gemara later on, and that's what the Rambam was talking about. In our sugya, you're being kinder from the masker. As when you're being kinder from the masker doesn't want to be kinder. As if the masker doesn't want to be kinder, his chotzer is not a bar kinyan over here, Buchlau. Because the masker doesn't want to be kinder. Fakert, you're being kinder from the masker. As klapi that, the chotzer, the masker's bailis is loy mailo umayri. As only the seicher has a chotzer that's royally. As the Rambam is moide that the seicher has a shtamshus and has a gvisser of bailis. Just normally the bailis of the masker is more than the seicher. As because the bailis of the masker is more than the seicher, when there's a choice between the two of them, the masker beats out the seicher because he's got a better bailis as he beats out the seicher. Aber over here where it's the masker that's being maknid, and the masker doesn't want to be kinder, as a vada, the seicher is right. As any time you know where the masker doesn't want to be kinder, zikha, the Rambam is made that the seicher is kinder. Those are the two mahalchim to be miyashiv, the Rambam in our Gemara. And it's not just two mahalchim, it's two havonis in what pshat in the Rambam is. The Ksois is learning that the word is he left for himself the schus to be kinder with. And the Beis Meir is learning it's because he has a higher level bailis. That's why he's kinder. Okay. As thus is the inyanim of chotzer shel schirus, the seicher and the masker, who's kinder midin chotzer. Now let's move on to the last angle of the sugya, the inyan of Tuvas HaMah. As the Gemara says that, no, you could be matcha that he's not being koina midin chotzer, he's being koina midin Tuvas HaMah. I mean, he's being koina midin agav, I'm sorry. The Gemara says you cannot be koina with agav in Tuvas HaMah. Then you can't be koina with balip in Tuvas HaMah. And you can't be kinder with agav in Tuvas HaMah. The shaila is, why can't you? What's the chsarit? Why is Tuvas HaMah something that you can't be kinder? Are agav and chalipin are great ma'aseh kinyanim. They work for a lot of things. As why can't you be kinder? unless there's another ksais. A ksais in simin ayin reishay siv kotten aleph. Mamish, we just had in the parsha the ksais achoshin. Mamish on yen rishin after the parsha, we have three ksaisim on the suit. As the ksais in simin reish ayin hay. Suck the ksais that Rashi says of Shah. Oh boy, let's look at Rashi. You all saw Rashi. What did Iksai see in Rashi? Zog Rashi. Eina mamet lignis al gabi karka bikinyin shakarka nignabai. Ele efkure ba'alma afker gabai. He oigulu makom konsulei chatzera betoiris chatzer kishar hefka. Zog de ksais, Rashi says, anay of shah. That tuvis ana is not something that you're mafker. What you do in tuvis ana is you're mafker. That's the way you give it over. Tuvis ana means I have a schus to give it to someone. It's not something which is a bar kinyan. As what do you do? What you do is you give it over, you mafker it, and then the person is zaycha. As if you mafker it and the person is zaycha, as then, if anyone wants to go down, they can go. As if you're mafkirit and the person, then the person is zaycha. That's what Rashi is learning. So why by chotzer does it work? As that there are two kinds of kinyanim. There are kinyanim mitzad the koine, and there are kinyanim mitzad the makne. As agav and chalipin are kinyanim mitzad the makne. As that's not shayich to be koina min a hefker. Masha enken chotzer works from hefker. As lefize pshad in Rashi is, tuvas hana is not a dover hanikne. It's a dover that you're makir when you give it to the person and memele hizaycha. As bishleima when he's doing a kinyan mitzad the koina like mashicha, chazaka, hagba, chotzer, as then he could be koina. But if there's a kinyan mitzad, the makne, you need the makne to give it to you, to be makne to you, that's not shayich by tuvas hanam. That's the way Rashi learns. Over here, you would see a very big finish. We see that Kinyan Sudar and Kinyan Sudar is Kinyan Chalipin and Kinyan Agav are Kinyanim Mitzad Hamak. You need a Makne to do the Kinyan. That's the reason why Sudar and Agav are different than other Kinyanim, because they're Kinyanim Mitzad the Makne. As Vishlem is Sudar, I get that pretty easy. What's the Pshat in Sudar? You give the Suda to the Makne, and the Makne is Makne to you. As that's a Kinyan Mitzad HaMakne. But the Shaila is, why is Kinyan Agav a Kinyan Mitzad HaMakne? That's a Chiddush. Because Kinyan Agav, you're doing a regular Meshicha. I'm sorry, you're doing the Kinyan on the Karka. So you're doing a Kinyan on the Karka, and Mimela Yuzeich in the Metaltle. Where does it come from that that's a Kinyan Mitzad HaMakne? As that is what the ksois is handling. That's the ksois in Simen Ayin Reishay. He has a very interesting shayla. He says, in Kinyan Agav, could you be koina with Kinyan Agav Menahem? That's where the ksois starts it off. Zog the ksois, l'choira habishtarka raya, you can't be koina Kinyan Agav from Hefka. Why? Because anyone who does a Kinyan Agav will be able to say, I'll be zeichin everything that's hefker in the world. If you could be kinder with Kinyan Agav in every Dover Shel Hefker, as Im Kain, anyone who ever does a Kinyan Agav should say, I'll be Zeich in all the Metzias in the world with his Kinyan Agav. V'loi Shamanu She'ef Shalas, it's a reason Gepela. We never saw such a thing that you could do such a thing. As he says, L'chayri, you see that you can't do Kinyan Agav in Hefker. But the Ksais is Doicha that Raya. He says, when it, over there, my only tzaddik should work in Hefker is when it's on the field. But when it's on the field, maybe then it should work when it's Hefker, because then it has shaykhis to the field, you could say Agav. Stam, if it doesn't have shaykhis, it doesn't. Because that's a little bit of a Agav Diga Nakuda. I mean, it's Agav, the Iker Nakuda that we're talking about. As we're going to leave this Nakuda, the Olam could look at that point inside. We want to focus in more on Mamish, what's Negev and Shah.
Doesn't Rashi say any kind of stuff that are even not in the field?
Oh, that's only when there's a Makna. When there's no Makna, even if you're going to say it works, it's only when it's in the field. That's what the Ksais wants to say. Oh. This is the Kler of the Ksais. Zog the Ksais, Abarashi! Oh! Gevaldik Rashi over here in Bab Metzia, your Aleph Amid base. This is the Rizig HaKoyach of the Ksais. Every Chakiri has, he finds a Rashi. Rashi, your Aleph Amid base in Bab Makama says, if you're Mafker, Tuvis Ana, you can't be kind. As you see, Agav doesn't work with Hefker. Abizak the Ksais is the Astira in Rashi. I have another Rashi in Bab Makama, Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, which is Muchach not that way. What is Rashi over there talking about in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin? Over there is talking about where you were kind of karka and there was a para on the karka. You were goinev, I'm sorry, a karka and there was a para on the karka. And we're going according to Shittas of Elazar that karka is nigzelas. Zok the Gemara, as you koina the para, if you steal the karka, you stole the para. Zok Rashi, how you koina the para, ah, you just did a maisa kinyan on the karka. Zok Rashi, Agav, you're stealing a karka, and Agav, you're stealing the karka, you koina the para that's on the karka. Freg the Ksois, by a Anif, there's no Das Acheres Makne. The guy doesn't want you to steal it from him. There's no Das Acheres Makne. And Afilu Ochi, it's Mavur and Rashi, that Agav is Mahani. As Fregdik says, Astir and Rashi by Yosh is Mavur, that by Hefkel, you can't be Koina Agav. You can't be kind of Dvar Shel Hefker with Agav. And Rashi over there is Mavur that you could be kind of Dvar Shel Hefker with Agav. As it's interesting, the Ksais goes on to say that Rashi and Baba Kama will learn there's another Rishon that says a different Pshat in our Gemara. As we feed that Rashi and Baba Kama, you'll learn like the other Rishon that argues in Rashi and the Sugi over here. Ksais leaves us in suspense, hanging, like it's a steer in Rashi. How could you say that Rashi over here learns like the other Rishayim? I said Rashi in the other Masechta. L'chayr, it's a steer in Mineyu Bein Rashi. How Rashi holds. As what's the pshat? Is Agav koina behefka or is Agav not koina behefka? Over here in Rashi says Agav is not koina behefka. Over there it says Agav is koina behefka. That's the big shiloh. As the Dvar Yecheskel says Amahala, the answer is steer. Zot the Divrei Yecheskel that you could be machalik between the tsurim. Over there is talking about where you koina the karka with the kinyan of chazaka. The mitzias of chazaka is shayich in metaltele. You could do a maisa chazaka on metaltele. It's not koina. That's why you need the kinyan of aga. But the mitzias of chazaka is koina in metaltele. Masha'en Kain, in our sugya, we're talking about when you're doing a Kenyan Kesef on the Karka. When you're doing a Kenyan Kesef on the Karka, Kesef is not Shaykh on the Metalpolin. That's the way he answers. Ubir Dvarim. What's the reason why when you do Kinyan Agav, when you're kind of the Karka, you're kind of the Metalpolin? What's the Shaykh? The word is, the Kinyan you do on the Karka works for the Metalpolin. Because the Metalpolin is nitfal to the Karka, as whatever Kinyan you do on the Karka works for the Metalpolin. That's the gather of Kinyan Agav. Agav is tfemus. It's nitfal. As because the Metalpolin is nitfal to the Karka, it becomes like a piece of Karka, as whatever Kinyan works on the Karka works on the Metalpolin. Where do you see this? As I heard from Remeir Hershkutz. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Stanford. Big Talmud of Rav Aaron, made a very nice deal. How did I hear from him? When I was a bogor, when the Iraqis shot missiles, they didn't have the Iron Dome yet. As Rav Shach said, all the Bokhrim should go back to America, so Remeir went back to Stanford. So let's hear from him on this source. He was very shocked. Like, how could it be in yeshiva they're holding in Yud Aleph at this part of the Zman? He couldn't understand us. Thought we came from the moon. But okay, he said, you guys are holding by Yud Aleph. We'll give you a shir on Yud Aleph. Oh. As he tied it a very nice thing. He said, the Mishnah in Kedushin says, Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka does Kinyan Akav. So Meir asked, why does the Mishnah say you have Kinyan Agav by Kesef, Shtar, V'Chazaka? The Mishnah should say, whatever Maisa Kinyan works by Karka, Bidin Agav works in the Metalpolin. Why does the Mishnah speak out Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka? L'chayr, it's one Yisoy. Zokter, up over here, you see the word is, the Kinyan Agav is because the Metalpolin is nitfal to the Karka. As the Maisa Kinyan that you're doing on the Karka works for the Metalpolin. I bizeh itainid, each one is a separate Chiddush. That Kesef works on Metalpolin is a Chiddush. That Shtar works on Metalpolin is a Chiddush. That Chazaka works, each one is a separate Chiddush. If the word is Agav means you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, as it's one Chiddush. That when you coin a Karka, you coin everything on top of it. It's not three separate Kedushas. But if it's the word that the Maisa Kinyan of Metalpolin, of Karka, works on the Metalpolin, as each one is a separate thing. That's what he added. Is the word of the Divrei Yechezkel. That's only Shaykh when the Maisa Kinyan you're doing on the Karka is Shaykh on the Metalpolin. Lemoshel, shtar, it's shayich to write a shtar in the top. It's not koinet, but it's shayich. Chazaka, it's shayich to do, it's just not koinet. But over here, we're talking about hefker. On hefker, it's not shayich to do a maisa kinyan of kesef. Because kesef is not shayich by hefker. You have no one to do, you give your kesef to. The same way by a kinyan suder. You have no one to give your kinyan suder to. As by Kesef, you have no one to give the Kesef to. As it's not Shayach, a Kenyan Kesef, on Hefker. As Eivezei, it comes out that Agav does work on Hefker. But when does Agav work on Hefker? When you're doing a Maisa Kenyan in the Karka, which is a Maisa Kenyan in the Metalpolin, as the Metalpolin is Nitfal, it becomes a piece of Karka, it works. But when you're doing a Maisa Kinyan that's not a Maisa Kinyan in the Metalpolin, as then it won't work. As Agav does work in Hefker, the word in Rashi over here is because Rashi's talking about Kinyan Kesef. As Kinyan Kesef doesn't work by Hefker, you're doing Kesef on the Agav. That's Miyashiv ben Nifla, the Stira in Rashi in Us, and the Rashi in Baba Kama. That was the that's the Nekuzah. And that would be Miyashiv. There's one more Mahalach in the Sugya, but it's late. You don't have time. We'll just say the Rashi Prakim. The Shita over here says a different Mahalach. He says Chalipin is a Kenyan Garua. Chalipin is a Kenyan Garua. Agav is a Kenyan Garua. As Kinyani Garua don't work on Tovas Anav. That's what the Shita says. Tovas Anav is not a mom and gomer, as you need a kinyan gomer. Hasoko, chotze, those are kinyan and gemur. But chalipin and agav are not kinyan and gemur. It's a rechbir. What's wrong with chalipin? What's wrong with agav? Why aren't they kinyan and gemur? What's the problem with it? As L'chayra, the pshat is that because you're not doing a kinyan in the Guf HaDavar. Bishleima by Chazaka, by Hagba, by Meshicha, by Chotzer, you're doing the Maisa kinyan in the Guf HaChefetz. By Chalipin, you're doing the Maisa kinyan in the Suder. By Agav, you're doing the Maisa kinyan in the Karka, not in the Metalpolim directly. As being that you're not doing the Maisa kinyan in the Guf HaChefetz, as it doesn't work. As Sif Meir said this over in the middle of Shir, and one Bacher asked, aye, so what about Kesef? Kesef, you're also not doing a Maisa kinyan in the Guf HaDavar. As he answered, Kesef, you're paying for the Guf HaDavar. Shtar, you're writing the shtar on the Guf HaDavar. Abba Chalipin is a Kenyan Suda. And Agav, you're doing the Kenyan in the other Chayvetz. Okay. As thus is the Tchilas Davar, Bez Hashem, tomorrow go much deeper into it. But that's the Tchilas Davar. The sugya is tomorrow. We'll be mashing the sugya and the rest of the basis.